Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take a word out of the Bible, try to find several scriptures to kind of let you know what it meant, what God was saying, what he was thinking, because every word's powerful. You know, I remember when Peter was sinking, he was drowning. He saw Jesus walking on the water during a big storm. They're in the boat, they're across the Sea of Galilee, and they're all scared, and the waves are coming, and the lightning's flashing. All of a sudden, Peter looked at him and he saw Jesus walking on the water coming to the boat. And he hollered, "Lord, is that you?" And Jesus said, "Yeah, Lord, if that's you, ask me to come out there." And Jesus said, "Well, come on." So Peter gets out of the boat and he's walking on the water. I mean, the waves are crashing and the other 11 disciples are terrified, but Peter's walking on the water. He said, "Man, this is something." Taking steps on the water, walking toward Jesus. But all of a sudden he looked to the left, big wave, you know, looked to the right. Whoa, nasty wave. And then he started to sink. And all of a sudden he's sinking, he's drowning. So he prayed the shortest prayer in the Bible. One word, help. Hello, hello, hello. Well, that was enough to get Jesus to reach out and grab his hand and keep him from drowning. It's not how long you pray, it's not how much you pray. It's just be sincere. God, I need help. And so today we're doing a word called long, L-O-N-G, opposite of short. Now, there's a lot of different connotations about length of time or length of days or a long life and a long sentence or whatever. But you'll get the essence of this today. So we're going to start from Psalm 34, verse 12. I think most of these translations today are out of the New Living Translation. So, Psalm 34, verse 12 through 14. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Well, that's me. I personally want to live a long, prosperous life. You know, I've been on this planet several years, you know, several decades, and I like living here. I like doing what God's called me to do. I love getting up every day. I love when I get a chance to solve a problem, fix something, leave something better than I find it. I love life. I don't want to leave early. Well, it says right here, does anybody want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Well, that would be me. Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil, do good, search for peace, and work to maintain it. How do you live a long, prosperous life? Well, it says keep your tongue from speaking evil. Don't talk nasty about things, about other people. Talk nice. No. Don't tell lies. Liars go to hell. That's in Revelation. Outside the gate, probably liars, they didn't get into heaven. Turn away from evil and do good. Turn away from evil and do good. Well, that's pretty simple. Search for peace and work to maintain it. God said, blessed are the problem solvers. They should be called the children of God. One translation, blessed are the peacemakers. They should be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers. A peacemaker is a problem solver. Every day of our life, we get to get up and solve problems. That's what we get to do. I like this. Psalm 42, verse 1. This was in every Bible book I ever saw as a kid 60 years ago. As the deer longs for the streams of water, so I long for you, O God. Well, this isn't a long length, this long desire. I long for you, God. I want to be with you. I want to be near you. I want to be around you. I long for you, O God. Psalm 63, verse 4, I will praise you as long as I live, lifting my hands to you in prayer. How long are you going to praise God? As long as I'm living, I'm going to praise God every day. Thank God every day. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Who forgives all iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Whoa. Psalm 91, verse 16, I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. What's God going to do? Those who are righteous, he'll reward them with a long life. Well, I want to live long. I want to live as long as I possibly can. I want to keep laying up treasure in heaven and blessing other people. I look forward to every day. Proverbs 3:16. This is talking about wisdom. The text is wisdom about Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3:16. Wisdom offers you long life in her right hand, and riches and honor in her left. Where do you get? How do you get long life, riches, and honor? How do you get long life? The whole planet's chasing long life, riches, and honor. People want to live long. People want to be filthy, stinking rich. and they want honor for their name. Every time somebody misses a name, some want somebody to smile. How do you do that? Well, it starts with the fear of God. What do you get this? The fear of God, which brings wisdom. And that wisdom that comes from fearing God, the wisdom that comes from fearing God brings you long life, riches, and honor. Well, I'll put that on a 3x5 card and carry that in your billfold. Proverbs 4:10. My child, listen to me. Do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. I used to teach this. I taught parenting. Why do I have to do what you say? Well, I want you to live a long, prosperous life. I want you to live a long, good life. How do you do that? Being obedient. Obedience brings blessing. Disobedience brings curses. Oh, pretty simple. Proverbs 13, verse 3. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Open your mouth can run everything. Now, that ought to be a bumper sticker on a truck somewhere. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Open your mouth can run everything. Proverbs 22, verse 4. True humility and fear of the Lord lead to riches, honor, and a long life. Well, that was back up in Proverbs 3:16. God's repeating himself. True humility and fear of the Lord. Say, I pray it every day. I've said it so many times. Father, I give you permission to teach my family to fear you. Teach Ainge and I, teach our children, our grandchildren, all their spouses, teach our staff, teach those around us to fear you, for the fear of God is beginning in wisdom. With that wisdom, long life, riches, and honor. Oh, Lord, that's so good. Psalm 102, verse 25. Long ago, you laid the foundations of the earth, made the heavens with your hands. When did God make the earth? Long ago. How long is that? Could be a long time. When God says long ago, that's long. Psalm 116, verse 2. Because God bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Why are you going to pray forever? Because God's listening. God's listening. I'm going to pray as long as I have breath. God's listening. Psalm 119, verse 40. I long to obey your commands. Renew my life with your goodness. Help me, Lord, help me be obedient. Help me obey your commands. That's a good prayer. Lord, help my family. Help my kids obey your commands. Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Think about the word day and night. Meditate in the word day and night. Joshua 8. If you meditate in the word day and night, you'll prosper and have good success. By doing what? Meditating the word day and night. Find you a verse and just put it on a 3x5 card. Fold it up in your billfold. Put it in your pocketbook. Just take you a verse for the whole day. One verse will be enough. Just meditate on it. Talk to you. Quote it over yourself, your family. Make up a song with it. I used to make up songs for all kinds of scriptures. This is great. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Classic scripture. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment of the promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth. How do you have a long life on earth? Obey your parents. Don't dishonor them. Now, I know some people have bad parents. I understand all that, but I'm going to honor my parents. I'm not going to talk bad about them. I'm not going to cuss them. I'm going to write their name on the bathroom wall. I'm not going to talk bad to my friends about them. I'm going to honor the office of mom and dad. Oh, that's good. 1 Peter 3:10. 1 Peter 3:10. Well, the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Well, God's starting to repeat himself. We covered that back in Ephesians. So I'm going to read this real slow. 1 Peter 3:10. If you want to enjoy life and see many happy days. Well, who doesn't want to enjoy life and see many happy days? How many happy days you want? Well, I don't want too many. I might get boring. No, I want many happy days. I want a long life and many happy days. How do I get that? Keep my tongue from speaking evil and my lips from telling lies. I've said it before. Liars go to hell. They don't make it inside the pearly gate. Don't lie. Tell the truth. Truth sets you free. And then Deuteronomy 6:1-2. This is great. Old Testament. Deuteronomy 6:1-2. These are the commands, decrees, regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you're about to enter and occupy. And then you and your children and grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. If you obey all his decrees, commands, you will enjoy a long life. What are we talking about? Long. I want to live a long time. I want to enjoy a long life. I like length of days. I don't live short. Well, we've had relatives that died early. I don't want to die early. I want to stay as long as I possibly can. So when you hear the word long, get your name attached to it. Length of days is a wonderful thing. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.